Okay, today is Daf Membeis, and we're actually on Membeis. We're on up to Boy Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Bitzna. Eight lines on the top. Boy Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Bitzna Me'abaya. Rav Shmuel Bar Bitzna asked Abaya the following question. Didn't we learn this already? But no. Poleta Shechva Zera. If a woman is Poleta Shechva Zera, right? The question is, Roa Havi, or no Gaz Havi? Is she considered as someone who Roa? Is it like a Re'ia? Or is it just someone like someone who touched Tumah? Okay? Is it touching like touching Tumah? Or is it like having a Re'ia? Well, my Nafkamina, what's the difference? Difference is Listor. Does her count get uprooted? Look at Rashi, Listor. Beziva, she's a ziva, b'yamei svira, during her days of svira. I roa havi, if she's considered a roa, so seres. It uproots her count. She's counting shivinikiyim. She has zera that comes out, that uproots her count. Avol nogaz lo. But not if it's considered something that she just touched. She'im nogaz b'shum tuma eina so seres. If she touches a mace during her Shiva Nikiyam, or she touches a sheret, that doesn't uproot her count. So do over here, this would not uproot her count. Daha v'safra laksiv v'ha ikka. So that, what is that doing there? Right? It says v'safra la, and she's counting. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is ulutame b'mash. What's the shear of tumah? Next Rashi. Liriya, when it comes to Riya, Lobain and Shiura, there is no Shir. Kidamina Rasnisan, Udam Nida, Ulaziva, Ulakeri, Mitami Bakalshu. Any amount. Aval Nogeya, but if it's something that you touched, Boy Shiura, Kidamina Pirkin. You do need a Shir, we're going to learn tomorrow. Ika Mandama Kadasha, Fikal Mandama Kasimas Piya Ama. Some say it's an Adasha, some say it's the amount that covers over the male organ. Either way, there's a Shir. And the third nafkamina, ulutame bifnim kibachutz. Does it make her tame on the inside of her body like on the outside? If she spent that half of yesterday with that. So, the Gemara says, wait a minute. Manavshah, what kind of question was this? Ishmile masnisan. If you learned yesterday's Mishnah, if you went to Daf Yomi yesterday and you learned that Mishnah yesterday, so Lir Rabbanan Roa Havi. According to Rabbanan, it's considered a Re'iya. Lir Shimon Nogaz Havi. According to Shimon, it's considered a Nagiya, a Nagaz. Nogaya a Tumah. What kind of question was this? It's resolved already. Vilo Shmile Masnisan. And if you didn't learn yesterday's Mishnah, you were absent yesterday, you didn't come, the Mistabra Nogaz Havi. Svar would tell me that it's Nogaz. Why? Why would Svar tell me that it's that is a touching? Because even though it comes out of her body, it only comes out of her body, but it's not hers. It comes out because it was put there. It's not hers. If it comes to normal bodily fluids, roke, spit, and dam, I understand we said that there's no shear. For a man, there's no shear because in his body, it comes out. This was put in her body, now it comes out. So Svar, I would say, it's the gear. We're kind of, right? I thought I would say Svar. So what exactly was your question? So Gemara says, La'olam really, Shmile Masnisan. Really, he learned yesterday's daf. That wasn't his kasha. Vid, I'll leave with the Rabbanan, look at him by the way. According to Rabbanan, no shailas at all. He understands. You didn't get what his question was. Ki kami ba'ale, I'll leave with the Rabbanan Shimon. His question was, according to Rabbanan Shimon. What was his question? Ulutav, v'fnim mivachot, lokum ba'ale. Coming inside and outside. I also know that we learned that yesterday. That's not my issue. My question was, Listar. So according to Reb Shimon, does it uproot the count? And Ultame Bechal Shehu? And what's the story with the Shear? My, what's the din? What's the din? Kikam Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon said, Daya Kiboala, that the wife cannot be more machmir than the husband, after all, it comes from his body. Right? When we said yesterday, she can't be more machmir than him. That was Hani Mili with Tmuye Bifnim Kibachot. That was only regarding the issue of that the Tumah is inside like outside. or it's not inside like outside, right? Ava listar ulatame b'chol shehu. But the issue of whether or not it uproots the count, and whether or not the, what the shear is, roa have. You're right. Regarding the tuma bifnim, we may resolve that. Now, there are other two questions. True, it's not coming from her body. It's coming out of her body. It's only coming out of her body because it was put there. So the question is, when it does come out, is that at the din of a re'iyah? Therefore, it'll uproot the count, and there's no shear? Oh, dilma, loshna. Or maybe there's no difference. Okay? If we get to Rashi, it's a little further down where we are. Ki kami boyale aliba derab Shimon. See it? Rashi says, ki kami boyale aliba derab Shimon. My whole question was only according to Rav Shimon. Ulutai bifnim lomi boyale. That don't ask me. Do hashmi in Rav Shimon, do lomitame. Rav Shimon held that there is no toma bifnim by a woman, by Zara. Why? Because you can't be worse than the man. Right? Ki kami boyale list o tai mashu ma mi amrin ki am rab shimon dayakabol o tai bifdim machot ma bo lo matame ihi nami lo matame av a list o lo tame bimashu. What about those issues? Lo mashu le lo kino gas. Don't treat it like it's someone who touched tuma, like to touch the sheret. Da ihi nami am rab dayakabol stira vitur mashu kabola. There should be stira and there should be tuma bimashu, just like the husband. If the husband's a zav and he's counting 7 days, a mashahu uproots it. A mashahu is the shear. And if it does come out, it will uproot a seven-day count. So the woman should be no different. Okay, you got that? Ikka diyamri. Others say no. La'olam lo shmilei masnithim. Really, he didn't even learn the Mishnah. He didn't learn the Mishnah yesterday. He wasn't there. Right? He wasn't there. Now, what did we say? We said that misvara, it makes more sense to treat it like a nogia. Why? Because it's not naturally hers. That's what we said. Misvara, it says that, right? So, look at the Rashi. The last word where the lines are still skinny. Udikam rinan. And that which you say. It's misvara nogas have. That misvara. We should say it's like touching tuma. Why? Lo hayim misvara. That's not a svara at all. Why? Why not? The ikal lemeimar mid machmir rachmana b'balei kerim b'sinai, because they were so machmir by balkeris by Sinai. Dichsev al tichol isha below Israel tuma sheretz rovahavi. You hear that? Since at Har Sinai. There's only one tumah that Hashem said. If you have this tumah, so you're not invited. What was the only tumah that Hashem cared about? Was Balkari. Maybe, so machmir, by Har Sinai, that's why this would not be so meka like a negia. Rather, it would be a re'ia. You hear that? You understand what he's saying? You don't get it. Now back to the Gemara. V'hachi kami boyale. And this is what he was asking. Mid achmir rachmana abale kriyin b'sinai. Since there was so much chumrah by Har Sinai regarding a balkeri, roe have it? Is it a re'iya? Right? Now, look at the second Tosos. Me'ish. The second Tosos on top over there. Me'ish, from a man, lo muchach de pshita de roa have. From a man, you can't. Well, a man is re'iyah. So say it's re'iyah by a woman also. Ela me'isha de mishon poletes, his rachmana gimel yom al tikshu al isha. Says Tosa, don't bring me rais for men. Men are different. By a woman, it takes 3 days for it to come out. Right? O Dilma, back into the Gemara, lo gamrina misinai. Don't bring me a raya from Sinai. Oh, don't bring me a raya. What's wrong with this raya? The chiddush. It's such a chiddush. Daha zavenu mitzora'in, because you have a zav and you have a mitzora. The chamiri, they're even worse than a balkeri. They're more machmir. V'lo ichmer v'hu rachmana. Torah didn't uninvite them to Har Sinai. Torah didn't uninvite them. Right? You hear that? They were still invited, even though they were. So who said that's a riot at Tariya? It's not a riot at all. Tosfos.
They remained in the camps,
though. Tosfos says, look at the third Tosfos. The Hazavin. Ah, forgot that. That wasn't even mentioned. That wasn't even given to them yet. But guys walk, not even, what's Tumah? I never heard of it. Right? All Hashem said wasn't Parshas Yisro. Anyone who's about carry better clear it, otherwise they're not invited. No, Tumah. No one knew from Tumah. No one knew from Zav. No one knew from Mitzorah. They weren't even created yet. They weren't given yet. It says Tosfos, Mikol Makom, Royer Lahach Mibahen Yosem Mibipoletes. At least carries more machmir than a paletas. That's for sure true. Okay? So, what do you think the Gemara would answer to this question? Is, according to Shimon, is the paletas, Sheikh Mazera, have the status of a re'ia or of a negia? Says the Gemara, Amale, re'ia have it. It has the status of a re'ia. Atza shaylei l'rava, they ask Rava, Amale, roa have it. It's a roa. Asa l'kamed Rav Yosef, Amalei roa have it. It's a roa. Hadar asa l'kamed Abaya, Amalei kulcha baruch achaz tafisu. Everybody's using the same looking spit. In other words, all of them saying the same thing. Every turn, they're giving you the same answer. That what? It's a re'iyah. I wouldn't have said that in a million years. The Gemara says it's a re'iyah. Amalehu, Amalei shaper amrilach. It actually makes sense to say it's a re'iyah. Why does it make sense? Before we said it makes sense, the other say the other way. Ad kan lo kam Rav Shimon daya kabola. When did Rav Shimon say that a woman can be no worse than a husband? El l'tami b'fnim k'bachot. It's only regarding that one prat, whether or not there's tumah inside her body, tumah zera inside her body before it comes out. Then we said no. Why? Because a husband doesn't have tumah like that. For a husband, it has to leave. So ava listar l'tami b'chol shu roa have. She has the din of her roa.
What's the nafkamina again between roa and?
So there are two nafkaminas. If it's a re'iyah, yeah, then when it comes out, she has to start counting seven days over again. And if it's a negiyah, it's like she touched a mace during a shivan akiyim. That doesn't affect her shivan akiyim. That's number one. Number two was, what's the shear? So if it's a re'iyah, there is no shear. A kalshu, mashahu. If it's not a re'iyah, if it's a negiyah, then everything has a shear in this world. Everything tumah has a shear. You touch a half a kizayit, a half a adash, a half a bone, it has to have a shear. So that would be another nafkamina. Okay? Now, Tanur Rabbanan. We looked at a braisa. Actually, this is in the Mishnah, really. The Mishnah said, going back to the Mishnah because I wanted to read it inside. No, it's not a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. I'm sorry, it's a Braisa. Tana Rabbanan, look at a Braisa. Nida, a Nida, Vahazava, and a Zava, the Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, and a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, Vahayoledes, and a Yoledes, what's a Yoledes? A woman that just had a baby. All these cases, kulan metamos bifnim kibachot. They all have tuma inside like outside. As we said before, all tuma in the world, it's tuma that bodily tumas have to leave your body. The urine, the spit, if you're a mitzorah, whatever, it has to leave the body. The one exception is dam of a woman. Doesn't have to leave the body. That's why such a thing is a bedika. Right? Even if it's in her body, it's. So says the Gemara, a Nida, a Zava, a Shomeris Yom, meaning she's a Zava Kitana, right? Well, that means she saw one day, then the next day she has to count, wait, and a Yoledes. They all have the status of Dam that could even be make them Tame. It didn't even leave the body yet. As long as it's down, right, ready to come out. It's in the area where you do a Bedika. If the Dam is high, we said, yeah, if the Dam is higher than that, that's not Tame yet. Right, it's not possible to catch that. Now, Bishloma, Kulu L'chayi. I understand all these women, see Dam Right? Kibifnim, kibachutz. El yoledes. What about a yoledes? What do you mean a yoledes? Ibime nida. If it's during her days of nida, then she's a nida. Ibime ziva. Then ziva. Then she's a zava. What do you mean yoledes, like a separate category? Right? Not only that, the Chedushe Ra'ah asks that we learned that if you give birth and you bleed because of Leda, you don't even become a Zava. Remember we learned that? You don't. What do you mean over here? If you're an Idi, you're an Idi. If you're a Zava, you're a Zava. You don't even become a Zava. Right? What do you mean you're a Zava? So he said, well, it could be you miscarried and if you a Nafel, and that's not considered a Leda, so that you would be a Zava. All right. You can think of other cases. All right. Anyway, so the Gemara answers. No. Because it's a very hard Gemara. Lo tzricha. The case is like this. Listen to this case. Sheyarda litbol mituma l'tahira. You're going down to the mikvah. A woman, she counts it 7 days. She counts it 14 days. She has to go to the mikvah now and then start counting who you made tahira. Right? In which case, nothing will stop. Nothing will prevent her from becoming. Nothing can make her tummy, right? So it's day 7, or day 14. She's on her way to the mikvah, right? She yarda lidval mitumah l'tahira. V'chad de amar Reb Zeira amar Reb Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav. And now we have to apply this rule. Yoledes, you have a woman who just had a baby 14 days ago. She yarda lidval. She's going down to the mikvah. Right? Mituma l'tahira to make herself tahar and nekar mimenu dam. And what happened? The dam started to move around inside her. It's coming out. Right? Beirida. If this happened before she went to the mikvah, then tamea. Then she's tameh. Why is she tameh? Because the dam was in her beis hachiton before she went to the mikvah. Okay? In other words, you really have to do a bedikah now before you go to the mikvah. Dam was in her beis hachiton before she went to the mikvah. Therefore, she's tameh. It didn't leave her body yet. But, bi'aliyah, if this happened on the way up, after she came out of the mikvah, then tahora. It's not a problem. Why? Now it turns into Dam Tahora. Because he made Tahira now. You hear? You hear that? Therefore.
By the moment that she yielded the mercies.
Correct. So when the bride said that a Yoledes is Metame, Bifnim Kibachotz, and then we asked, what does that mean? She's either a Nida or a Zava. Not a separate category. No, there is a separate category like this, right? We're talking about the case of the dam was nekar from the inner chamber down to the outer chamber before the tevila, right? As long as the dam is in the beis hachitza when she goes to the mikvah, she's tamei. Okay. Now, amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira biyirida when she goes down to the mikvah, amai tuma. Why is she tamei? Tuma baluahu. It's tuma swallowed up inside her body. Why on earth should she be tummy? Now,
well, that's 2 days about this.
What? No, you hear this? You hear what the Gemara is asking now? It's a new question. If she goes to the mikvah and in the car ride on the way over, she starts to see the dam is starting to go out. Oh, better get to the mikvah quickly before it comes out, right? Better get there fast. That doesn't make a difference. Anyway, she gets to the mikvah, and she's tova. She goes to the mikvah, and it turns out that she's able to know, whatever, that before she went to the mikvah, it was already ready to come out. It was in the beis hachiton, the outermost area. What's the story? She's tummy now. Right? Yeah, but what do you mean? It's tuma inside her body. There's no tuma inside your body. Tuma bulu means you swallow something tummy, you don't become tummy. Tuma bulua. What's the kasha on this kasha?
What would we say?
The whole Masechta is talking about Tumah. What's going on here? The whole Masechta has been talking about this, right? So Rashi asked that question. Look at Rashi. Tumah Baluahi. V'kaivala and Beperek. It's toward the bottom. V'kaivala and Perek Behem Hamakasha. And we learned the Behem Hamakasha. Tumah Balua Eino Mitama Lobamaga Lobamasa. Tumah Balua, there is no Tumah. V'hacha Tumah Baluahi. Here it's Tumah Balua. V'lo Dami Dechol Hanashim Shematayon the Beis Achiton. She's different than every other woman in the world that has blood in her Beis Achiton. It's totally different. Why is it totally different? The Hasam, by every other woman, Mishum Re'iyah. Take out the word Esmol. Mishum Re'iyahi. It's a Re'iyah. V'tumah Shiva. And she's going to become Tameh 7 days. When it comes to a regular woman and she says, you know what? Honey, I did a Bedika, and sure enough, I found Dam on the Bedika cloth. All right, you're Tomei now for 7 days. V'rachmona Omar, Torah says, Biv Sarah, Mechi Asim, Beis Achiton, Havir Re'iyah. Aval Hacha, but over here, what's going to happen? Mishum Masa, V'negiyahu, V'tumas Erev. Tonight, my Yemei Tahira begin, no matter what they begin. No matter what, starting tonight, I'm not Tomei anymore. This is totally different. No such thing like this. Right? The most she could be is Tomei till tonight. Because tonight, my Dimei Tahira begins. There's no such thing like this. De'imi shum re'iyah me'esmol i'aker. Yesterday's news is yesterday. Ve'esmol ha'viriyah. Yesterday I was a re'iyah de me'esmol lo mahani lo idna. Yesterday has nothing to do with today. Deme'esmol ha'vila yimei tumah. Fahashta ha'vila yimei tohar. Yesterday I was Yimei Tumah. Now I don't care what went on. There's no 7 days. There's no counting. There's nothing. Today's day 14. Tomorrow's day 15. Today I'm Tomei. Tomorrow I'm not. It's irrelevant what's going on inside me. It's irrelevant. You hear the Rashi's explaining the Gemara's question. What kind of answer is this? It's irrelevant. V'ha'tumah b'lua lo matamah ma'agamasa. There is no Tumah. Yeah, there's Tumah now. So in 20 minutes, the Shki is going to come, and the Tumah goes away. There's no ramifications for tomorrow. But every other woman doing the Bedikin now has ramifications for tomorrow. Makes it time for 7 days. Or makes you start over the count. All the Tzaris. Here, nothing happens.
When she sees blood going down, the minute she goes in.
Exactly. Exactly. The Gemara calls it Tumah Balua. Yeah. The Gemara calls it that. What else is the Gemara supposed to call it? But what kind of answer is this? So she goes down to the Mikvah. It's irrelevant. It's all irrelevant. The minute Shkia comes, we did have a machlokas about that. Do you have to go to the Mikvah? We did it right by Shammai, by Hillel.
Why don't you say Hillel starts again?
It doesn't start again. No, by a regular woman. A regular woman, she's counting her Shivin Akiyim and she sees Dam. What are the ramifications of that? She has to start over again.
Exactly.
Here, what are the ramifications of this Dam? There are none. There are none. Why? Because the minute day 15 starts, she's tarred out. Exactly, because the dam turns into tar. So it doesn't make a difference. But the Gemara calls that Tumah Balua. There's nothing else for the Gemara to call it.
Seeing dam doesn't extend the count.
What?
Seeing dam doesn't extend.
Exactly, it doesn't extend the count.
Dam turns into tar blood.
Exactly, that's the whole kicker. Dam turns into tar blood. So what do you mean? Well, she went to the mikvah, and it was in her stomach, coming out, and then she came back out. It's all irrelevant. The Gemara calls that Tumah Balua. It's inside her body. There's no ramifications. That's why Rashi keeps talking about tomorrow, today, tomorrow. There's no ramifications. What kind of answer is that? Right? So the Gemara says.
So what does it mean? Why? If you call it down to me on day 5 of her.
Right.
She gave her to a,
so then she's a Nida anyway. She has to count 7 days no matter what.
Why was this part of what we learned a week ago on that 30-day, the 90-day count, you did count, you down and back and forth? Same question.
Hey, look at me. I don't know why the Gemara is asking it now.
You give birth on, and you have seven for a boy, 7 days, right?
Right.
And then day 5, she sees blood. Is that, what happens now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. At day 7, she's still Tomei. She's like Anita, 7 days.
Right.
Now, that makes, doesn't matter if it's Bifnim or Bachutz. What's the difference?
Right.
So what the Gemara is asking, what do you stick your letters into this brisa for? Tell me it's Bifnim Kibachot. It's irrelevant.
So I'm jealous. What's the
by your
Lodas? Dam Tamei or Dam Tahar. What's
the difference is, is she Tamei or not?
She's so, Tamei anyway. She's every time he says
correct. And so now it's day seven. She sees Dam. So,
tonight
she sees Dam. So tonight you're talking. There was a machlokas, Bishan and Bithil, that she has to go to the mikvah. Bishan said she has to go. Bithil said she has to. So go. No one's stopping you. So go. Do you have to be clean? I don't know about that. Like we said, is it one makor, is it two makoros, right? Is it one fountain, two fountains? We had all these machlokas in. But at the end of the day, as the Rashi explained, but it doesn't make a difference. It all doesn't make a difference. So what do you mean, yoledes? It's not a category here. It's irrelevant. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Amalei, that's a good question. Zil, Shiloh of Oven. Go ask of Oven. Das Svaras Nehile, he has a lot of Svaras. The Karkish Liberation Be Midrasha. He's cracking his head with this in the Bishop Major all the time. He's very, go ask him. So Asha Shiloh, he went to ask him. Amalei said, listen to this. Asa, they made a woman, a Yoledes, Durabanan, Kinivlas Ov Tahar, Beit Habliya. If you have an Ov Tahar that's in the Vela, and you eat it, and you touch it, you pick it up with your hands, a little bird, they cooked it, and you eat it. You touch it, you do not become Tamei. You put it in your mouth, you do not become Tamei. When do you become Tamei? When you swallow it. What becomes Tamei? Only your clothing. Says the Gemara, says this with Oven. That's the exact same thing we did to this woman. Okay? Let's look at the last Rashi of the page. I'll say it better than I ever could. The Gadim Shehu Lavosh Bahen, the clothing that a guy's wearing, B'shah Shenogei Ba, at the time he touches this bird, again, it's a kosher bird that's a nevela. So you're not allowed to eat it. It wasn't shechted. Put it in that side. Put it in that, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the only tumah now. Ain't a tumayim. You do not become tumah if you touch such a bird. She'ein lo tumas maga. It has no tumah of touching. It's not taught, doesn't make you tummy. You can play with it all day long. Tam rachmana, lo yacha lo tame ba, ein locha ela masha amar ba, achila v'lo maga. Umahi metame, what does it make tame? Begadim shu lovesh b'shas b'liya, whatever you're wearing when you swallow it. Kedetziv, b'chol nefesh, ha-shetocha, al-nevelu, u-trefach, b'edach, u-bager, v'chimes, begadim etar. U-b'nevelas ov tar ksiv. Again, we're talking about a nevela of an ov tar. The nevela is behema, lo matame b'bayt b'yt ha-bliya. An animal, a nevela of an animal, that's not true. Kedamrin l'shmaitin. The nevela is ov tame, nami lo matame. A nevela is ov tame, also doesn't work. Kedamar b'tar iskadim. Misha zu mishu ba'al tochal nevela. Yotza ov tame she'e yisur mishu ba'al tochal nevela. El mishu ba'al tochal tame. And what does he say? A woman that's a yoledes, that sees dam, midirabonon, she makes her clothing tame. Never had that before. That's what the Gemara meant, what the Brisa meant when it said, the following women have tumas bifnim kibachot. One of them is a yoledes. What does that mean? No, because she will make the clothing that you're wearing tame. But she's wearing will become tame. Okay?
Yoledes?
A yoledes.
Day 7, as she's going to the mikvah?
Yeah. Not when she's going to the mikvah, anytime.
Anytime?
Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, me dummy? What kind of rule is that? Hasam, by nevelas ov tumah. There is no other tumah. Hacha, kinafik livroi l'tameh. Here, when the blood comes out, it's going to be tameh. The only question is, didn't have a chance to come out yet. It's going to make her tameh. How could you compare this? How could you compare this to that? So the Gemara answers, Hachanami, yeah, here too. Look, she goes to Lachot. Yeah, when it comes out, it'll make her tummy. So, Ihachi, then Yotze Lachot, Milo Memro. What's the Chiddush in that? Right, when it comes out, what do you mean? When it comes out, that's old news. That's not special. What's the Chiddush here? We're back to square one. Mahu the Tema, I would have said, Migu sins. The Mahanya Latvila Ladam. The Ikagavoi. Going to the mikvah helps. Going to the mikvah helps for blood that is on the outside. What does that mean? going to the mikveh helps for dam that's way up in her body. In other words, way up in her body is the dam. And once she goes to the mikveh, that will not make her tummy. Tahani nami lahai. It should help also for this blood that's in the Beis HaChiton. Kamash Malan. Therefore, Reb Zera comes to tell us it doesn't work. I'm not sure what that means. But I think the next two words, how do they translate Shmaitz and Ifrik? Huh? The teaching has been resolved? It's been resolved. Rashi Ifrik. So how do we resolve it? Right? How do we resolve it? We're talking about the blood has to leave the body. Don't ask me the kasha. Yeah, but it's not. It's redundant because anyway, yoledes, the tumah beis habliya is the tumah beis achitzon is no different than a nida or a zava. The hal or abzera lo matami ad hashda shiata vadara kushal odochtim. Meaning the question comes back. We didn't resolve it, right? El yoledes. The Gemara now. Ibime nida nida, ibime ziva ziva. We're back to ask square one. What was the question? The question was the Brisa said that a yoledes, the inner beis achitzon, is as if it came out already. And we asked that doesn't teach us anything because a yoledes is not a separate category. Either she's a nida or a zava. So what's the answer? So first we gave some answer about going down to the mikvah. Then we rejected that because that she's not that. We rejected that because on day 15 her switches no matter what. Then we said no, it means that she's tummy like a beis ablia, like she swallowed a bird. We rejected that because why? Because we said that once it comes out of her body she's tummy anyway. So the third answer was no. When it comes out of her body, that's what makes her tummy. The answer is that. And then we said, oh, the answer is resolved. It's not resolved. That's the same question. Right? That's the exact same question. Ella, yoledes. Iyeme nida nida, iyeme ziva ziva. So we didn't answer the question. Hakobayis, he didn't hit the answer. Beledia beshta. No, she had a dry leda. A dry leda. So yoledes shabeshta. My time, toma for the mikka. Where's the toma? There's no toma at all. My answer is kigon. For example, shahotzi vlad rosho chutz leprozdar. He stuck his head out of the prozdar, right, the birth canal, and then stuck it back in. Ukid of osha damar of osha gzeira shema yotzi vlad rosho chutz leprozdar. There's a gzeira. The gzeira is we will treat a birth as if it came out already. By sticking his head out and coming, going back in. That's already considered a leda. And the Rashi has a whole story there where a midwife sticks her hand into the birth canal to get the baby out. And the baby, she's tamei, the mother's not tamei, she's tamei because she already was busy with the leda, but the mother's not tamei until the baby's born. Whole complicated thing. So it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Shema hotzi vlad rosh chutz leprozdar. Okay? Fine. So sticking your head out is enough of a leda, even though Thomas leda, and that's what we're talking about. Even though the baby didn't come out yet. Shechiyahu the Asala came to Rava. There was someone who came to Rava. Amalei ma'alum ma'hal b'shabza. Can you have a bris mila on Shabbos? Amalei Shabbat Dami. Yes. Basa the nafak. After the guy left, Rav. Rav said to himself. Did the guy have a question? Whether you're allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos? But that was a question? What kind of question is that? Such an unrighteous question. So, also, Bazre, the rubber chasing after the guy, I'm like, aimily easy. What prompted you to ask me that question? So, here's a story. Here's what happened. What happened was, Amalei told him, Shmias Vlad de Tzayet Apanya Bamale Shabza. The low islet ad Shabbos. He stuck his head out on Friday. The baby didn't come out till Shabbos. So why didn't he say this originally? Why didn't he tell Rabbi this question? Hey, Rabbi, can you do this? Yeah, you can. What question is that? No, because here's my question. The head came out on Friday. Then Shabbat. So what's the story here? When did the later take place? Amalei, Rabbi says, oh, hi, Hochi, Rosha, Chutzal, Prozder, Havi. Oh, wait a minute. That's totally different now. Havi, Amila, Shlobis, Mana. Tachal, Amila, Shlobis, Mana. Eim, Rechal, Amalei, Shabbos. The answer to Sam Sofer. What kind of thing is this? Why didn't he tell him that originally? Right? So he says like this. He thought like this. I'm going to ask him if you can do Bris Mila on Shabbos. If Rava says yes, that means that my Leda was not really, the Friday, whatever happened on Friday didn't really count. Why? Because if that were true, Rava should have answered me, no, we don't do Bris Mila on Shabbos. Never. Why? Because we're always Choshesh. Maybe the head came out a little bit on Friday. Maybe, this is what the guy thought. The guy's not the sharpest tack. Maybe Rava would have answered me, no, we don't do Bris Milos on Shabbos. Because we're always worried that maybe the head came out really Friday, and it's not really a Shabbos later. Since Rava didn't tell me that, obviously it's not a Shabbos later. Now, why didn't Rava tell him that? Because we're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for that. But when the guy asked Rava the question, what kind of question is that? Let me go inquire. Oh, that rare thing happened? Yeah, if that rare thing happens, then we don't do Bris Milos on Shabbos. You hear? Okay. Now, the reason why this was brought up is to tell you about this issue that the leida can happen earlier, a little bit of tumah. That's the tumah's leida we're talking about. Ibai lahu, oso makam shalisha, oso makam of a woman, belua have, or beis hastarim have. Is it a belua or beis hastarim? Am I not asking what's the difference? Listen to this. Shetakvala chaverta kizayis nevela oso makam. A woman took a piece of nevela and stuck it inside her friend in that area. If it's a balua, then tuma balua v'lomatame. There is no tuma, it's balua. As Rashi says, tarehi, it's down at the bottom, harehi kamisha eno. It's not as if it doesn't exist. Ve'en balo, maga lo masa tahore ishazu. This woman is tar. Via back at the Gemara. Via marita beis hastarim hiave. And if you tell me it's beis hastarim, nihi, it's true. So what's the story? So Abaya Amar Balua Have, Rava Amar Beis Hastarim Have, Machlokas Amar Rava Mana Aminala. I'll prove you I'm right. The Tanya, we looked at a brisa. El Nation Tumas Beis Hastarim He, right? We learned this brisa yesterday, and we said it's Tumas Beis Hastarim. But Tumas Elosh Zeres Hakazav He. Right, we said that the zera inside a woman is tumas beis hastarim. Really, it should not make her tame, but we have a special pasuk that it does. So what do you see? It's considered beis hastarim. The Abaya, and what did Abaya answer to that? No. Chadav od kama, it's a separate thing. Chadav, first of all, the tumah balui. First of all, I disagree, it's tumah balua. So od, I feel imtim shalom, tumas beis hastarim he, eilim atame, et fatame, elosh et zera zakasav he. Okay, Ibaya lahu, next question. Gizont. Makom nevelas of tahar belua have or beis hastarim have. What about your throat? What's the story with your throat? The main afkamina. What's the difference? For example, kigon shetacha lo kavero kizayis nevela besoch pif. Someone gives you a kizayis nevela and puts it in your mouth. I didn't swallow it. Someone put it in my mouth. So iyamir belua have to beluhi lo matame. Yeah? Look at the Rashi under like the fourth to bottom line. Shetachav lo chavero. The e tachav hu lo atmo. If you touch it yourself, it malei b'magal. You become tame because you touched it. No, talking about an animal, not a bird. No, animal. Right? What does Rashi say? If you touch it by yourself, you would become tame. So, at first blush, by the way, Rashi didn't say this before, but the first case was a woman who took from the nevela and sticks it inside the woman's privates. This is, she takes a nevela and sticks it in your mouth. And by the second time, Rashi mentions, and by the way, had she touched it herself, she'd become tame.
The question was about the nevela's oath to her, right?
No. I'm sorry. Nivlas ov tahar. Right? I didn't swallow it. Someone forced it down my throat. I'm sorry. So is it Tuma or not? One minute.
How's the mango master bit? So are you saying it's now it's going to an animal? You see, the question was about a bird. Now, there's no mango master by a bird.
No. The nafkamina is a behema. Nebel's behema. He's talking about oath. The nafkamina is a, if I take a nebel's behema, not an oath, a behema, I was right. Take a nebel's behema and I stick it down your throat. You didn't touch, right? You didn't touch it. So is it, and you're not tame if you swallow it. So what's the story? Is it called glua or beis hasdar? Rashi says, had you, you'd become tame by touching it. So why did Rashi say that the first time? By the woman? Rashi only says it here. Two cases. Case number one. Woman takes a nevela, sticks it in the woman's privates. Sticks it in her friend's privates. What's the story? Which one is it? Second case. A woman takes a what? A nevela, a behema, sticks it down her neighbor's throat. A Rashi, oh, if she were touching herself, she'd be tummy. So why didn't Rashi say it the first time? So the answer is, unbelievable answer. Rashi is trying to clue you in. What if I took in the veil's oath tongue, of the veil of behema tameya, and I went like this with my mouth, and I put it in my mouth. You didn't touch anything. Just my mouth. By a woman, the private, that's an impossible situation. It's impossible to do that. How do you get the veil in your body by yourself? You hear? That's a rasha. If you touch it yourself, you become tummy. So maybe touch it with your lips. What's the difference if it's your lips or your hands? By a woman, it's impossible. So Rashi didn't even say. Why should Rashi waste his words? Unbelievable! Unbelievable! I've been dying every word of Rashi. But my nafkamina. Okay, you said that already. Abaye Amar Balua Habit. Abaye says it's Balua. Rava Amar Beis Hasdarim Habit. Rava says it's Beis Hasdarim. Amar Abaye Mina Amidala. How do we know I'm right? The Tanya Yachal Tehen Nevelas Behema Tameya Begadza Beis Ablia. I would have thought that a behema has the same rule about Beis Ablia. Just like a bird. Why? Tamad lomar, nevela trefa, lo yachal tamad ba, misha en lo toma el achila, yachal zazu, shtoma kodam, yachal chilenu. There is no beis hablia by a nevela. I would have thought there was a kavachomer. She's a kavachomer. Why? Nevela sov tahar. It's a kavachomer from nevela sov tahar. Ma nevela sov tahar, she en lo matoma bachutz. There is no toma bachutz. If I touch it, nothing happens. Yesh adon bifnim, zu, sheyesh adon bachutz. So, a nevela, which if you touch, makes you tamei. So, certainly, if you eat it, it should make you tamei. Why doesn't it? Ella, kra, ba, velo, kra, ba. Amar, kra, ba, ba, velo, ba, cheres. Only here and nothing else. Imk, mata, velo, velocho, vaochel. Why do I say vaochel? Litain, shir, lenogel, lenosea, kochel. Vaochel, kezayas, af, noge, venose, kezayas. The Abaye said he's right, but we still don't pass him like him. Abaye said he's right. Abaye said that it has the status of tum of balua. Abaye said it's what? Abaye said balua, and Rava said beis hasdarim. Right? Abaye said balua, and we said no, not true. It's beis hasdarim. What does beis hasdarim mean? Beis hasdarim means there is tumah. There is tumah, tumas masa. It's as if you're carrying tumah in your body. All right. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow from Amar Rava.